Hi, this is Dan Patrick. Catch me weekday morning, 7 to 10, on the home of the best sports talk in Colorado, Extra Sports 1300.
On February 9th, the Sports Corp will be throwing the Pyeongchang Olympic Downtown Celebration, and that will begin, what did Jeff Mosier tell us from the Sports Corp? 5 o'clock, you'll probably want to be down there. Definitely be down there by 5. A lot of stuff going on, and the guest, I think he's the guest of honor. I think if you dominate an entire Olympic Games, you should be called the guest of honor. He'll be lighting the Olympic torch here in Colorado Springs. He won 5 gold medals at the 1980 Olympics in speed skating. Eric Heiden joins us on the program. Eric, it is a pleasure to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. Just excited for the Olympics. This time of year for you, or this time every 4 years for you, where's your excitement level, your interest level when we're getting near the Winter Olympics?
I'm very excited. I can't wait, you know, for, what is it, about 10 days from now, 15 days from now, where we get to see some of the best athletes at their prime. I huddle around the TV watching the competitions leading up, saw all the Olympic trials, and so I'm very interested and excited.
Outside of speed skating, what sport are you going to be watching the most over the next few weeks?
I'm going to be watching, believe it or not, the women's biathlon.
Okay, because of the sport, or is there a particular Olympian that we should be knowing about? Or
a particular Olympian, Joanne Rees, she's my niece.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, it's my new favorite sport, biathlon.
And have you tried it?
No, I like cross-country skiing, but I cannot imagine what those guys do, you know? Cross-country skiing, your heart's pounding, and then you got to shoot at some targets way down the way and get back on your skis. It's an amazing sport. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, and it's look, sports are great, but when you absolutely could never do what those people do in a million years, you gain an even deeper appreciation of the sport. But when it comes to me, I can't do pretty much anything that anybody at the Olympics could do. Talking about you, the 1980 Olympics, 5 speed skating golds, and the amazing thing is when you win that many golds, it's not that you can't classify yourself as one type of. You can't be just a sprinter. You can't be just a long distance skater. You got to be able to do it all. How were you able to be really good in a shorter distance and really good in a longer distance? Because there aren't a lot of athletes that have that ability. They're outstanding in one or the other.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You think about the physiology that's involved with the different distances, where in speed skating, the shortest is about 38 seconds, 35 seconds, and then the longest now is about 12 and a half minutes for the guys, the 10,000 meters. And so it's not very often that somebody can do all those things, but I think things that led me to be able to do that, one, I had a very good coach. I was motivated and sort of dedicated to speed skating, and I loved what I did. And grew up with it from a very young age. And again, I think I had a good coach and had sort of the physiology and the mental ability to really push it in all those different distances.
As some people may or may not know, you are in the medical field now. I heard a rumor that weren't you at Sochi or one of the previous Olympics as chief medical or something to that effect? Substantiate that rumor if you wouldn't mind, yeah. Eric.
No, I've been to every Olympic since 1976, either as an athlete, working for the television, or being the team doc for USA Speed Skating. And Sochi was the last time that I did it. And then over these last 4 years, I've worked with a couple other guys to get them involved with the speed skating team. And so there'll be some other people heading over to Korea to cover the speed skating team. But I've been to every Olympics, including Sochi, since 1976.
Your favorite Olympics other than 1980?
Ooh, I'm going to probably say Lillehammer, just because, you know, we had the Winter Olympics in a nation that loves winter sports, and Norway kind of shut itself down just so that everybody could enjoy what was going on over those 2 weeks.
And my original thing about you being a physician now, is that, did you have that kind of, maybe not quite the level of understanding of the human body that you do now, but when you were competing, was that always something that you were learning, and it was a knowledge base that you had back when you were competing?
Yeah, you know, I always wanted to be a doctor since I was a young kid, and physiology was something that I was always interested in. And you'll laugh, you know, with speed skating, there's a lot of sort of repetition, and there's a lot of time where it's like you're sort of sitting in one spot, and it looks like it's boring. And it can get boring, and I used to think about, you know, biology and physiology. You know, how are the muscles working? How are the enzymes working? It was kind of, I look back at it and I laugh when you think about some of those things that you thought about while you're training.
All due respect, you were a jock and a nerd at the same time.
There you go.
Eric Heiden, thanks. Olympic legend, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. You'll be able to meet Eric and see Eric at the PyeongChang Olympic Downtown Celebration that's going on February 9th. It all gets underway at 5 p.m., and hopefully the weather cooperates that we can be hanging out and enjoying the opening ceremonies as long as it goes. To go, you know this better than anyone, Eric. When you win multiple golds at the Olympics create stars more rapidly than perhaps any other sporting event. I mean, you can become an instant international celebrity. When you won 5 gold medals, how was that experience to be an Olympic hero and to gain that level of stardom and recognition and celebrity?
Ooh, you know, it's overwhelming. I had been exposed to it a little bit prior to the Olympics in 1980 because speed skating is a big sport in Europe, and I'd been doing very well. So I had some experience with what to expect, but it can be overwhelming. And I think probably the thing that is probably the hardest for athletes is not being a celebrity, but sometimes when you retire from your sport, it can be pretty tough for people to sort of find some direction. I think I was lucky in that medicine and, you know, going back to school was always something that was very important to me. So I felt the transition was tough, but not that bad. But yeah, you go from kind of an obscure athlete to all of a sudden, you know, being recognized all over the place. That can sometimes catch up to you and be overwhelming.
Well, obviously you have dealt with it better than most, because we've seen you through a bevy of different things, as you said, your TV work and being a doctor and everything like that. I'm curious, a couple of, when was the last time you wore all your medals at once?
I think, you know, like once a year, every once in a while, like my kids bring people over who want to see all those medals and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe you put them on once in a while, but, you know, for like a picture or anything like that, it's been a couple of years. But when I reflect on those things, gosh, you know, it's pretty cool to have won 5 gold medals.
So you don't see Eric, if you live in Eric's neighborhood, you don't see him walking out to the mailbox every day wearing 5 gold medals. I was just going to ask you also, the last time that you went skating and went faster than just a, you know, enjoyable, like little skating, when's the last time you kind of pushed yourself out skating?
I'm going to tell you, probably it's more than on speed skates. It's probably more than 10 years. There is a pond near my house where we get to play like shinny hockey and stuff like that. So I still enjoy doing that, but it's been a while since I've been on speed skates.
What are your expectations for these Winter Olympics? You have the inside scoop, especially with speed skating and everything like that. So Are you feeling very good? And now biathlon, you are our biathlon expert. So let us know your level of expectation, your optimism level for how the U.S. Will perform over in South Korea.
Boy, you're putting me on the line now. I think I think the American athletes in general, they are well trained, they're well taken care of. When you think about speed skating, we have two very good women, Heather Bergstrom and Brittany Bowe, are doing very well in sort of the middle and long distance. In men's, we got Joey Mantilla, who's doing well in the middle distances. And then you think about some of the other sports, alpine. Gosh, it seems like when you watch the Olympic Channel, there are our alpine skiers are just cleaning up. We got a couple good female cross-country skiers. And I think our ski jumping team from the female side, I think, is very competitive. Hockey, I mean, USA hockey, both men's and women, I think we have a very good chance of, you know, being on the podium. So I think the American athletes will do well. And it'll be fun, you know, watching all these international athletes at their prime. I can't wait.
Yeah, we can't wait either. And it all begins February 9th. Of course, we will have over 75 hours of coverage from Pyeongchang on these airwaves. But it all gets going with the Olympic downtown celebration on February 9th, all starting at 5. Eric Heiden will be lighting the Olympic torch, and he will be there. You could be in the presence of one of the great Olympians of our country's history. Eric, really appreciate the time. It was a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll run into each other in Colorado Springs here in a couple weeks.
All right, I'll see you then.
Sounds good. Eric Heiden, 5 gold medals at the 1980 Olympics. Pretty awesome. And he'll be here in town in just a few weeks.